I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. A federal judge ordered the Biden administration Thursday to stop expelling migrant families apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's done so under a public health policy that the Trump administration invoked at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Health officials recently said the policy should continue to be enforced because of the Delta variant and a two-decade high in border apprehensions. But the judge ruled the practice wrongly blocks migrants from seeking humanitarian protection. President Biden said Thursday he wants to strengthen the middle class by raising taxes on the wealthy. A recent Treasury report said the wealthiest 1% of Americans are responsible for more than $160 billion in lost tax revenue each year. President Biden says the IRS currently does not have the resources to pursue evaders because of budget cuts. And to help fix that, he says Congress needs to pass his infrastructure plan, which he says will also create millions of new jobs. Security fencing and barriers once again surround the U.S. Capitol as law enforcement prepares for a Saturday political rally. The Justice for J6 rally will protest the jailing of rioters who stormed the Capitol back on January 6th. About 700 people are expected to attend. As part of their preparation, U.S. Capitol Police have asked the Pentagon to provide military personnel to assist them. They've also beefed up their training, equipment, and technology since the insurrection. Police are asking the boyfriend of a missing Florida woman to come forward and speak with them. 22-year-old Gabby Petito went missing during a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. He returned home. She did not. Laundry is now being called a person of interest. Petito's family reported her missing on September 11th, 10 days after Laundry's arrival.
We share the frustration with the world right now. So, you know, two people went on a trip, one person returned, and that person that returned isn't providing us any information.
The attorney representing Laundry's family says he's been advised not to speak with police, and his being named a person of interest does not change that. A South Carolina lawyer accused of paying someone to kill him so his son would get the life insurance payout has turned himself in. A judge set Alex Murdaugh's bond at $20,000 during a hearing Thursday. The 53-year-old is charged with insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report. Police say Murdaugh paid someone to kill him, but that he was only wounded in the shooting. Murdaugh's lawyers say he is depressed and dealing with drug addiction, made worse by the unsolved killings of his wife and other son in June. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.